Now let's talk about what's at stake for the winners. Our latest installment in the series we're calling Fiscal Cliff Notes.
On January 1st, 2013, there's going to be a massive fiscal cliff of large spending
cuts.
From
the painful cuts to the Defense Department, food safety, education.
The Bush tax cuts, the payroll tax cuts.
Taxmageddon.
It's a cliff.
Whatever your preferred imagery, it's a really big deal.
The fiscal cliff is the automatic across-the-board spending cuts and tax hikes due to take effect in January, set in motion by last year's debt ceiling fight here in Washington, D.C. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it includes a little-known tax change that could hit some 25 million Americans.
Here's what accountant Michael Schaefer has to say about the alternative minimum tax, also known as the AMT.
No one likes to discuss this. We don't even like to discuss this in the industry because even we find it dry and dull.
Schaefer works at R.W. Ramsey & Associates in a suburb of Minneapolis.
I was just doing my tax projection for this year.
Yes, it's early, but he doesn't like surprises. Thanks to that thing no one really likes to talk about, the alternative minimum tax, it doesn't look pretty.
This is going to be a very negative surprise. It actually represents about a 20% increase in our taxes.
The modern AMT was created in the 1980s to make sure that high-income people weren't avoiding taxes, but it wasn't indexed to inflation. What would have been high income back then is decidedly middle income now. Robert N. Williams of the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says just about every year, Congress comes in and applies a patch. Without it, people with incomes as low as $75,000 a year would get a tax shock.
Congress doesn't act, TurboTax will start telling more of us those big taxes are hitting. Instead of 4.5 million people being affected, we'll be 30 million people affected by the AMT.
If Congress comes in with an AMT fix again this year, then Michael Schaefer and 25 million or so taxpayers will be off the hook. If it doesn't...
There could be torches and pitchforks at the Capitol.
But here's the thing about patching the AMT. It's expensive, which is why Congress hasn't made the fix permanent. The Congressional Budget Office estimates indexing the alternative minimum tax to inflation just in 2013 would add $89 billion to the deficit. That's billion with a B. Over the next decade, the bill would be more like $800 billion, plus another $130 billion for interest on the debt. Tamara Keith, NPR News.